Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation with Gwen Sykes, Chief Financial Officer at NASA. And joining us in our conversation is Steve Sika.
Gwen, how do you envision NASA in the next 5 to 10 years?
As an agency, I've probably told you that we're definitely engaged enthusiastically in our new exploration vision, and we're well equipped in terms of pretty much the skills and the knowledge because we're actually going through the transformation and doing the hard changes now in order to make sure that we're retooled and we're reskilled in order to meet the agenda that we've set out and laid out for the next 20 years. So as I kind of look down the road, I see an organization that has made some excellent progress currently to date in achieving the vision. And I see a public that is fully engaged and supportive and connected with our ability to move forward in exploration and look at the world and our planet in new ways and moving out.
Is there any advice that you would give to other CFOs in government on ways of achieving efficiency in their financial systems or performance budgeting based on your experience?
First, you have to engage the hearts and the minds of the people. You can't do anything without the individuals at the organization to make that change. And in order to operate efficiently and productively, you will need the people pulling together and kind of moving in the same way and to get the things done. But one of the things that I have found tantamount in my new role as a CFO at NASA has been ensuring that we've got the system in place and that it is actually one single system for financial management. And when I speak of financial management, I talk of the whole range of financial management, the budgeting, the execution, and the performance, and the costing associated with it. It's all one continuous circle, and the data has to be able to be shared amongst all. Once you have a system in place that supports that capability, and you have the people well-trained and well-skilled in that area, then you need to properly align the policies, processes, and procedures to fit all of those areas and make sure that they move forward in that. And that's what we've done at NASA, and that's where we're heading.
And, you know, there's an awful lot that is bundled up in that, because what you've done, Gwen, is move from all those things happening at 10 centers to having one system that captures all of it. What are some of the major challenges that you faced in that transformation, moving from the 10 centers to a single system? I know there's more than just a few.
Let's see. The first challenge was our legacy systems. As you mentioned, I had 10 centers. And just to give you the magnitude of the migration or the systems migration, I had 10 centers with 10 legacy accounting systems with over 120 possible subsystems that we could identify. And in the 1 year of execution, when we did our migration, we only did it in one fiscal year, we migrated over 12 years worth of data, which amounted to almost 50 billion transactions into a single instance in one fiscal year. Also, while at the same time that we were doing the migration, we were, of course, having to continue the operations of our business from the day to day. That was a heroic trial for the folks in the financial management area, but they did it, and it's done, and it's behind us. Now the hard work comes in being able to, what we call, standardize the data, particularly the historical data. One of the challenges that we found in some of our legacy systems was how old they were. One of my systems, we had to actually go out and hire unique programmers. When I speak of unique, they had to be well-versed in COBOL in order to do the migration. I was actually hoping I could get that contract because I knew COBOL, but it was an interesting migration. But recognizing that the historical data is now populated in a new relational database and being able to bring that data up to a certain level of standard, and you have to recognize because of the historical nature of it, you're only going to get it to a certain point. But once you've made that migration and you start operating forward, you'll see that the improvement of the data is there and your ability to do the analysis and to provide information to our customers, which are the mission supports and the project and program managers, comes better year by year. So we've moved out of the valley of despair. Many people, if you've been through migration systems, and we're moving up into the other realm of being able to accept it. And we're producing great financial information.
When you think about government financial management, is there an issue or issues perhaps that you think will most change the field over the next 10 years, will have the most effect, that people will be talking about?
One of the things that has been well talked about within the private sector, which is now making its move into the public sector, is the Sarbanes-Oxley. American people want to hold the private companies and entities responsible and accountable for their actions with regards to the stock market. They're going to hold the public sector CFOs just as accountable and just as responsible for the operations of their American tax dollars. And we're seeing that a lot of the new directives coming out of the Office of Management and Budget are focusing on internal controls. What is your level of internal controls at the agency level that can provide attestation and assurance that you are operating in a credible financial management way within your organization? And we have actually at NASA taken the lead on that given our current position, and I've instituted an Office of Quality Assurance which reports directly to me and only to me, and they have gotten the ability from the administrator of the agency to tap into, review, and assess and make attestations to the internal controls of any operation that has a financial management impact or a financial impact. So that gives us the wide breadth to be able to go in, assess, review, and strengthen our own internal controls rather than waiting for our inspector general to go and point that out or the GAO. We are taking it upon ourselves to do our own house cleaning.
Gwen, you described in the previous segment your family's commitment to public service and, of course, your distinguished career as well. So I'm curious, as you think about public service, what advice would you give to someone, perhaps a young person, interested in a career in public service, maybe even in financial management?
Advice that I would give someone coming into public service, you've got to like what you're doing. Do it for the right reasons. If you're doing it for the monetary gain, then I would probably advise you to do something different. But when I say do it for the right reasons, as a CFO of this agency, the best part of my job is to be able to go back to my home state, Alaska, go into the rural elementary schools in Bethel, Alaska, and talk about the neat things that NASA does, space exploration, and to see the light in the kids' face when they light up and say, not only are you from home here, you have a $16.2 billion budget that you manage, but you work with astronauts. You're absolutely cool. You can't buy that. So I've become very cool. But also, as far as an individual looking to go into public service, it's a great opportunity. You have the opportunity to see many great things. Like I said, at NASA, I get to see orbiters fly. I get to go and see where the astronauts do their training. Working for the Department of Defense, I got to have the experience of being on the Kitty Hawk, overnighting on the Kitty Hawk. I had the ability and experience to see the B-22 fly. You know, you get to see the military doing paramilitary type maneuvers at night and during the day. These are great things that you're able to get to see, and it's kind of like, you know, that MasterCard commercial, you know, being able to be on the Kitty Hawk, priceless. So those are some of the great things that you can do. But a career in public service, definitely need an education. Education is key. Always challenge yourself throughout your career to continue to get education. And just remember that you're doing it for yourself and because you're interested in it.
Well, Gwen, that's a very interesting answer. That'll have to be our last question. Steve and I want to thank you for being with us this morning and squeezing us in your very busy schedule.
Well, thank you. But also, I'd like to encourage all of those who would like to find out a little bit more about NASA and its interests and the things that we're doing and exploring to hit www.nasa.gov. Thank you.
Thank you, Gwen. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Gwen Sykes, Chief Financial Officer of NASA. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research and get a transcript of today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.